comes to building and leading like a proper $1 million team, if you want to go into the millions, there is a difference of energy and skill set and day-to-day activity you need to be aware of and moving towards. Hey guys, my name is Chris Morrison. I am going to be releasing a 7-part series on how to create and build a $1 million team and what it takes to actually do so. This is going to be really important for you guys on how to understand what it is that you're going to need to do to actually create the outcomes you want, the life you want, the $1 million team who are unbelievably committed to working with you and creating the life that you said that you all wanted to together. This is going to be video number 2. You're going to love it, enjoy it. So you're going to need to upgrade your leadership. You're going to need to become a different human. You're going to have to be much more focused on spreadsheets, reviewing, accountability, holding people to a higher standard. The really cool thing about all of this, in my opinion, is all of the skills that you learn down here are the skills you can use here, but they're the skills here you learn and use with clients to help them get a great result, right? A great result in the things that they do. Now, where most people don't want to go past this stage is because it does become a little bit more, for a period of time, stressful until you get to a stage where you level out and realize, oh, it's the same thing. I have a frame that I use called the more things change, the more they stay the same. And what I mean when I say that is the skills that you learn client getting are the same skills that you learn in recruitment for your team. It's the same process. You market, you set calls with people to find out what's going on and do some discovery. You make an offer to them, only this time it's to come work for you as opposed to work with you as a client. It's the same process, the same set of skills, and the same with your client success. The client success process that you have in your day-to-day where you actually serve your clients and do the best for them and with them is the same freaking thing that you use with leading a team. It just becomes a little bit more stressful because you're fully responsible to them and you actually do have to answer all their questions. And you actually do have to create a world where there is a clear delineation where, like, I am responsible to your result or responsible to holding you accountable to the result. Whereas when it's a client, it's fully their business. They're responsible. That's on them, if that makes sense, right? It's a little bit more laid back in the context of accountability and standardization of what it is that you actually expect of them, because there might be KPIs, there might be results, but like, you do your job, right? Whereas when it comes to building and leading like a proper $1 million team, if you want to go into the millions, there is a difference of energy and skill set and day-to-day activity that you need to be aware of and moving towards. And there is operationally some things that really need to be in place there. And you really want to, you really have to want to build a team. There is a great book by, I think it's Patrick Lencioni, called The Motive. And it's like, you have to understand your motivation for wanting to be a CEO, if that's what you so choose to do, right? And the rationale behind this is because if you don't actually have a motivation to actually want to build and develop team members of yours to actually live the life that they want, and you actually want to, and you don't want to see them succeed, and your desire of being a CEO is just so they can make you money, right? And you don't have the desire to actually build, develop, and lead these guys, it's probably not for you because you're in too much of a taker mentality. Honestly, you can fly by with that and get into 50 grand a month where it's like, cool, I'm here, it's lifestyle. I'm not fully responsible to anything other than the work that we do for our clients. Whereas when you go into the leadership side, it's like building a million dollar team, one that produces millions of dollars for you. You really need to want to develop these guys. You really need to commit to developing these guys. And you really need to have the courage to be able to do that, because it is that. It's a courageous act. And if you don't lead with courage within that, it's going to be a shit show. I can tell you this with confidence because I sat there and there are still days where you have to recommit to the process. I've spoken about this with Faris a lot, and something that is that is really, 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 really apparent within this is that if right now you do not actually have a process of recommitment to your day-to-day activities, where you sit there and say, shit's hard, but I'm going to recommit to it every single day, every single day, every single day. No matter the stuff that comes up, takes a lot of commitment, takes a lot of courage. You're going to have a really hard fucking time. And the reason is because, like, the second you get into leadership, it actually gets 10 times harder. And then you have to teach someone else to actually have that same mentality and develop them in their own character development at the same time as well. And as a consequence of that, it's really hard for a period of time. And then it gets easy, or easier, because you've built the skill and now you have a level of standardization within the people that you will accept to work with you versus the stuff a lot of people accept because it's more tolerant. They tolerate things as opposed to, you know, an acceptance of things that they're creating as a standard, right? So you need to make a decision. Who do I want to be? Do I want to be the lifestyle business guy, which predictable sales would help you create really fucking easily. Really, really, really easily. So it's a factor of personal brand. So it's like a combination of personal brand times audience times inbound from your offer linking based content, right? Those three things can get you to 50 grand a month by making sure that they already come in, already want what you're selling. When it comes to building a real team and getting to the millions, it's all of these things multiplied, right? You still need all of those things, but it comes down to systems times accountability times leadership is what creates a million-dollar team. Because without the systems, they don't know what to follow. Without the accountability to it, they don't really know. They aren't going to be held accountable to it. And then without your leadership developing character development, skill development, actually showing and leading by example, they will fall by the wayside. And a lot more decision-making, some additional decision-making criterias. And for a period of time, it is just harder, right? But if you choose to be one of those audacious few and you crack that code, everything becomes possible after that. You now get to create whatever the fuck you want in your life. And it's really, really, really cool. Now, what I say for a lot of people is like, get here and do as you wish, right? I think everyone should be here. I don't think there's anyone in any world or any business, in any offer that should desire to be anywhere less than 50K per month because you no longer have to do it alone anymore. You no longer have to do everything yourself. You no longer have to feel as if you're that lonely person who's responsible for fucking everything. You get to have a team on board who already love what you do, want to be with you, love the work that they do. You get to have a team who are making the money that they want, and you get to actually enjoy your day-to-day life. They get to enjoy the day-to-day life. The results you get are crazy for your clients. You just spend more time with your family. It's fucking awesome, right? Everyone's making great money. And then you've got on the other side, which is like, you get to do this and now amplify it by adding more people in to your existing systems of things that work and scale to whatever number you want, probably buy whatever. Actually, truthfully enough, here you can probably buy whatever you want already, but here you get to buy and invest and go crazy and do all these different things and watch your team do the same. And there's a different sense of fulfillment, but it just comes down to a willingness to do so at the same time as well. So this is why I say the first thing is like the decision. You must decide to do this because if you don't and you pussyfart around and you end up creating a world where you are still acting as that 50K per month lifestyle business type person and haven't committed to daily courage in building and developing other people, you'll fail. Stay 50 grand. Live that life. If you want to be one of the audacious few, fucking like once you've hit that, reach out and say, yo, Chris, I'm ready to be the audacious few, right? If you want to get to 50 grand, say, yo, Chris, I want to get to that and live the lifestyle, whatever it is. That's where the two different, products come in and they can help you out a lot at the same time as well. The decision, make it, be good about it. Don't be a dick about it. Don't half commit to it and really enjoy what you do at the same time too. So in order to build a million-dollar team, right? You know, you've now got an account manager, a VA, a setter, sales guy. You might even be bringing in at some point in time a sales manager or a sales manager or a operations manager or a chief operating officer, which just for context too, right? Like that's more what Faris actually is for us. He really is more an operating officer, more in leadership than anything else. The reason why I put him down there as the actual client success is because for right now, they're the two people that most clients speak to more than anything else. Realistically, it's like me having Faris help me out a lot more than just that at the same time too. And I'm fucking grateful for that guy. Like, I can't thank him enough more. I can't wait to hug him again when I see him. Anyway, different story for a different day. In order to actually win with every single team member that you bring on board, right? They from their perspective, need to be able to walk into a role and know exactly what to do, right? They need to know exactly what to do, what's expected of them. So we'll just say that. So expectations. And then how to get results. Hope this is helpful. If you guys like it, comment below. Say it was fucking awesome. If you think I'm crazy, comment below. Say the same thing too. If you have some hate, comment below and say the same thing as well. Like, subscribe, all that shit. If you want to work with us and find out how we could help you solve the main problems in your business, reach out and do that at the same time too. Thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys on the other side.